Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your Hump Day Nation of the BTN News Show. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. Yeah, it is Wednesday, April 8th, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. It seems a few people are none too happy with YouTube's new kids app. Well, this is according at least to Reuters. A lot of consumers are banding together to ask the U.S. Federal Trade Commission to investigate YouTube's new kids app. They're saying that new YouTube Kids app from Google is targeting young audiences with advertising mixed in with traditional content. Now, in case you didn't hear about this on the BTN News Show before, yeah, it was launched back in February, this YouTube Kids app, and features branded channels managed by companies such as McDonald's and Fisher-Price. And what it's doing is blending child-friendly programming, like cartoons, of course, with ads that feature the same characters. Mind you that this sort of practice is banned in the U.S. By broadcasting and cable television by the Federal Communication Commission. And because of that, a lot of coalition groups are coming together to write the FTC, asking it to investigate the matter on these grounds. That's right, U.S. broadcast and cable television doesn't really allow these sort of things. But the last time I checked, YouTube is on the internet. Seems that Twitter was doing pretty dang good yesterday on the stock market following a discussion about a potential takeover. Yeah, somebody wanting to take over Twitter. There was a 3.5% increase yesterday in the stock price of Twitter. So it's thinking, okay, well, who could possibly want to take over Twitter? Barron's is reporting that two unnamed companies are approaching Twitter with serious interest of a takeover. So who are these companies? Well, we don't really know the name of the first one, but we've got an idea on the second one, and that is the one with the big letter G and the E at the end. Now, these are just rumors right now, and heck, who knows? Maybe it's a way of trying to get up the stock price to make the company more valuable, who knows? Now, let's don't take these rumors too seriously right now. It's exactly that. It's all rumors. But it wouldn't take too much to fathom that Twitter could actually be bought out, especially by the G company. Let's put it that way. We'll keep you posted here at BTN. We love our gadgets. Yes, we do. We love them until they die. And then it takes how many hours to charge them again, and it sucks. You don't get anything done. And even though lithium-ion batteries have been the boom of the world, they've kept us all connected on the go, you know. These rechargeable cells are struggling to keep with our ever-increasing energy needs. Yes, we just need it. We need the energy constantly. Well, Stanford University might be coming to our rescue. They developed a new type of aluminium, or aluminum if you're American, ion battery, which apparently can be built at the fraction of the price of our current lithium ion batteries. And get this, it can completely recharge in 1 freaking minute. Yeah. Cool, huh? The folks over there at Stanford University are also saying that the new battery will not catch fire, even if you drill right through it. Another positive thing going for the aluminium battery? It can be charged 7,500 times without any capacity loss. That's about 7.5 times faster than your average lithium-ion battery. So I know what you're thinking. It's like, okay, this sounds great. It's great. When are we going to get it? When is it coming? Jeez, I need my energy. Well, Stanford ain't really saying. Maybe they're just trying to pique some interest right now. Come on, buy our product. And from all I can see is I just see upsides and positives on this. I don't really see any downsides. So come on, tech companies, get off your butt. I better stop or we're going to have to pay royalties on that. Oh yes, Star Wars fans. Yet again, we have every single probably piece of thing that's ever been manufactured, particularly the films, in our collection right now. We've probably got, I don't know, I've got the old VHSs, we've got the DVDs, we've got the Blu-rays. Well, heck, let's just go freaking download the things now, shall we? Yeah, it's finally happening. Long, long overdue, shall we say. Star Wars is going to be available online. All six films in the series, from The Phantom Menace all the way up to Return of the Jedi, are coming to numerous digital outlets. This is going to include iTunes, of course, Google Play, Amazon, Xbox Video, PlayStation Store, and many, many more. Now, the films, although we've spent on these things, they ain't going to be cheap. No, they're going to be about $20 a pop. Or you can get that whole set for $100. And supposedly, the movies are going to come bundled with numerous bonus features, including deleted scenes, bloopers, and voiceovers. Thank you, George Lucas, for putting us all in bankruptcy. Speaking of online and the ways of getting our content nowadays, have you got an iPhone? Have you got an iPad? Have you got an Apple TV? Well, you can now HBO Now. Yes, the standalone version of HBO that doesn't require that cable subscription, mind you, has finally arrived. The app, of course, launches exclusively on all Apple devices, at least for the next 3 months. But if you're still on the fence about it, you're not really sure if it's right for you or not, well, there's that 30-day free trial, so you can go ahead and check that out. Just in time to see the beginning of this season's Game of Thrones. Personally, $15, I find it overpriced, considering what we get on Netflix and even Hulu. But at least you won't have to mooch that HBO Go from your parents anymore. And finally, could it be the days of the K-9 are over for detecting anywhere from bad food to bombs? It could be. Oregon State University researchers have developed a hybrid optical nanotechnology sensor. Apparently is so super sensitive to gas. I don't know what kind of gas they actually mean, though. The one they put in our car or the one that comes through our butt cheeks. But anyways, it's sensitive to that and won't weigh a ton or cost a fortune. This thing uses a super thin metal organic film to absorb the gas and magnify the chemical signals using low-cost plasmonic nanocrystals that act like miniature optical lenses. They said it's actually right now best suited to detect carbon dioxide, but can detect a wide range of materials, including bomb-making materials and even food that smells like crap. I don't know, kind of cool, I guess, if it really does work, but personally, I'm gonna stick with the dog. After all, he is man's best friend. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find our website at britishtechnetwork.com. You can find us on Twitter at British Tech. You can find me on Twitter, too, at Kyle Swagger. Don't forget, we've got the Gamer Show. Yes, BTN's Gamer Show is going to be live tonight at 8 o'clock. That's British Standard Time, by the way. Mr. Paul Wheatley and friends are going to be jabbing around about what's going on in the gaming industry. So be sure to check that out tonight. 8 o'clock, British Standard Time. It's the Gamer Show right here on BTN. As for the new show, that's going to wrap up today's episode, but we will be back tomorrow, yeah, with your Thursday edition of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up on the next 24 hours of the best tech news. Until then, I hope you have a fantastic Hump Day Wednesday, and thank you, as always, for listening.